The fifth concept is incubators and AMP accelerators. The concept is incubators and accelerators. Just like in the business world, some institutions foster educational startups, providing them with resources, mentorship, and a conducive environment for growth. Incubators and accelerators play a pivotal role in the entrepreneurial ecosystem, helping startups navigate the early stages of their ventures by providing resources, mentorship, and sometimes funding. While they're often associated with tech or business startups, the education sector has seen the rise of such programs tailored to address the unique needs and challenges of educational enterprises. Definition of incubators in education. Incubators are organizations or programs designed to support early-stage educational startups or initiatives. They offer a nurturing environment where ideas can be developed and refined. Key features of incubators in education. Duration. Typically, incubation periods are longer, allowing startups to focus on foundational work and product development. Resources. This might include office space, administrative support, or access to tech infrastructure. Mentorship. Startups can tap into a network of experienced educators, entrepreneurs, or industry experts. Networking. Opportunities to connect with potential partners, clients, or investors. Examples. Many universities or educational institutions run incubators to foster innovations in education or to support student or faculty-led ventures. Definition of accelerators in education. Accelerators are more intensive programs aimed at scaling or accelerating the growth of educational startups that have already demonstrated some level of viability. Key features of accelerators in education. Duration. Accelerator programs are often shorter and more intensive, running for a few weeks to a few months. Mentorship and AMP training. They often involve rigorous training sessions, workshops, and mentorship opportunities. Funding. Many accelerators invest a small amount of capital in startups in exchange for equity. Demo days. At the end of the program, startups usually pitch to a room full of investors, aiming to secure further funding. Examples. Organizations like Imagine K-12 or 4.0 Schools focus on accelerating educational tech startups. The advantages of incubators and accelerators include 1. Risk reduction. The guidance, resources, and environment they provide can significantly reduce the early stage risks associated with starting a venture. 2. Networking. Connections made can lead to partnerships, client relationships, or investment opportunities. 3. Skill development. Entrepreneurs can rapidly acquire essential skills, from product development to marketing to fundraising. 4. Feedback loop. Regular interactions with mentors and peers provide a valuable feedback mechanism, helping ventures iterate and improve. And 5. Credibility boost. Being associated with a well-known incubator or accelerator can enhance a startup's credibility in the eyes of investors, clients, or partners. The challenges for educational startups in such programs. 1. Equity exchange. Some accelerators might require equity in exchange for their support, which can be a significant decision for founders. 2. Intensity. The pace and expectations can be high, potentially leading to burnout or rush decisions. 3. Fit. Not all incubators or accelerators are tailored for educational ventures, so ensuring a good fit regarding values, focus, and resources is crucial. In conclusion, incubators and accelerators serve as vital catalysts in educational entrepreneurship. They foster innovation, help navigate early-stage challenges, and play a significant role in shaping the future landscape of education. However, educational startups should thoroughly research and evaluate these programs to ensure alignment with their goals and values.